WFPL's Kristen Espeland joins me in the studio to talk about this a little further, and I want to draw this out to a wider perspective. We have a summit that's taking place in Rome now to begin looking at the issues of a larger world food crisis. Tell me a little bit about that FAO summit.
The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization has called kind of an emergency summit to talk with world leaders about the astronomical cost of food around the world. I mean, it's bad here in the United States. Imagine pockets of the world where poverty is so severe that you're already in danger of not being able to put food on the table. It's really causing a crisis around the world. So the head of the FAO, Director General Jacques Diouf, is asking world nations to contribute. And that includes helping farmers produce more and, of course, immediate aid.
Will there be a significant American presence at the summit?
Absolutely. The United States Director of the USDA, Ed Schaefer, is representing the United States there. What he is proposing is to, first of all, get some immediate aid out there, humanitarian aid. He also talked about wanting to invest in efforts to help farmers around the world boost production, about $150 million of research he proposed. That includes some controversial methods, though, such as promoting bioengineered foods. And the third prong of his platform is to dispel bad thoughts about biofuels and their impact on increasing food prices. He says that investing in biofuels is a good thing, and we should encourage it around the world because energy prices are getting so high.
Put the perspective here together. We've got the piece that you reported on in the story on Kentucky, and put it in the context of this larger world food crisis. What do you get a sense of the way these two are connecting and the near-term impact?
In terms of the corn-based ethanol and food question, there are so many subsidies and incentives in place for producers to make ethanol that it seems difficult to imagine that production is going to stop anytime soon. The president's energy bill has called for an increase in ethanol production of really enormous proportions. We've seen ethanol in this country production more than double in just the last few years. Maybe when a new administration takes hold in January of next year, who knows what we'll see in terms of biofuels policies. But for right now, ethanol production is going strong, and the debate remains vigorous about its contribution to food prices.
Kristen, thank you very much.